producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-3756-9. This is the place you can come when you got a problem, and it's a brand new problem, and you're just kind of flummoxed by it. Don't you love that word? Flummoxed. It's a place to call flummoxed. It's a place, a fungo. It's a place to come when you have an issue that keeps coming up over and over again, and you're just getting so bored with it, but you're not any closer to a solution. It's the place to come where something wonderful has just happened, and you don't want to brag to your friends because you figure they'll say, right, and you want to brag. You're allowed to call here and brag. Let's see, what else are you allowed to call and do? I guess just about anything you want. I mean, we're kind of free-flowing and pretty permissive. The only thing you're not really allowed to do is badmouth another caller, which, you know, very seldom happens.
Yeah,
you guys are really
behaved.
You behave pretty well about that. Because every once in a while, I mean, out in public, look, I know when you're thinking things of, that person's never going to get it. Why doesn't Joy just let go of them? They're never going to get it. And I get that, you know. And, occasionally I'm kind of banging my head against the microphone as well. But just as you guys are essentially unfailingly polite to me, I you know, am the same to you, hopefully, and you are to each other. Because we really want to create an atmosphere in which you can talk about whatever it is that's making you feel vulnerable, making you feel like you need some help. And the way to do that, as far as I know, is just to kind of not judge one another. Unless you're having an affair, then, you know, I'm going to dump all over you. But you do that calling in. And if you've never listened to the program, one of your friends says, gee, why don't you call Joy about that? And you're having an affair. Don't do it. I mean, right? Because they know. They're just setting you up so that I yell at you so they don't have to. And that nasty little smirk on their face, that's the cause. But other than that, kind of open. All right, so today is a day that seems to me, you know, there are certain days, right, where I am. Did you get snow today? Or you're
no,
over the
we're,
snow?
We're done with that now.
Done
yeah.
with the snow.
Yep, sunny day.
Denver is minus 2 degrees, feels Yikes! Like minus 10.
Oh, yeah. No.
I have to go in a couple of days. Yeah, I can hardly wait for that. But today I'm fogged in, and I've been fogged. Yeah. It's actually clearing a little bit, but it's so warm out here. I think it's like 60-some degrees, and the water
wow.
temperature is obviously cooling up. So this is the time of year where, it's really fun because you wake up to foghorns
yeah.
in the morning.
Yeah, cool.
There's something kind of so cool about a foghorn.
I
guess
agree,
it's just,
yeah.
yeah, there's just something kind of sad but yet vaguely reassuring about it.
Yeah,
yeah
that's a good
right?
way to put it. Yeah,
yeah, because it's not a cheerful sound. It's like, ta-da! It's, but it sort of makes you feel like, someone is in charge. Someone knows where they're going. Someone can
yeah.
see. It's just not you, which I find somewhat of a comfort. I kind of cozy, like, okay, like pulling the covers over your head and going
right.
to sleep for half
right.
an hour. Maybe that's it.
Yep.
So I'm fogged in today. It's warm, but it's foggy. And this is kind of the day, you know, so certain days have certain feelings, like you wake up and you think, wow, this is going to be lots of energy day. Or you wake up and think, oh, no, you know. But this is a day that seems kind of eerie and strange, maybe because of the fog. But there are three things that I would like to bring to your attention today, so far. All right, number one is that they actually, remember we talked about landing a probe on a comet, which has
yes,
never been done before, because that thing is moving really fast.
Right.
Like, what did we decide, 441,000 miles per millisecond or something? I mean, it's fast.
Yeah, very fast.
And they did. They landed it just when they were supposed to. Everything went right, and they're not going to start broadcasting the pictures. If you go to the website and do live feed, nothing's happening. People are just wandering around. But apparently in a couple hours, we're going to actually see pictures. But the fact that they've landed this probe, and it was actually
big accomplishment,
in... Yeah, I mean, it seems to me extraordinary. I mean, it literally, like, you know, landing a needle on a haystack. I mean, it's just... Or a haystack on a needle or something.
yeah, that's maybe a better
yeah,
way to put it.
It's just so far away, and they had, you know, they had to basically, you know, wander around the earth a couple times to build up enough head of steam to... I mean, it just seems to be extraordinary. I mean, I love the notion that somebody with more or less my DNA sort of accomplished. There were a bunch of people with my DNA. I
right,
mean,
right.
I thought that was extraordinary. So that's number one. First time it's ever happened. And everybody's jubilant about it. And it's kind of fun to listen to people with accents. Of course, that was the joke after World War II is that our, you know, the reason the U.S. did so well in the space program is that our kidnapped Germans were better than their kidnapped Germans.
Right.
I mean, you know, German, what can I tell you? Yeah, they were all the kidnapped Germans. Okay, so that's number one. We've landed a, we haven't. It's actually the European Space Agency.
Yes, correct.
But human beings from this very planet have landed a comet or a probe on a comet. So, and that should be really interesting because there should be some cool data that should come back. So that's pretty cool, especially, you know, with Interstellar and the movie theaters and the idea being that the black hole that they displayed with their CGI was probably the most accurate depiction so far of what a black hole could actually look like. Because they fed NASA data into a CGI computer. Computers don't care what the purpose is. They just, you know, crunch numbers.
So, yep.
So that's pretty cool. All right, so that's number one cool. Number two cool is, eerie, weird, is guess what the latest pairing in the world of commerce is, in the capitalist economy? I don't think you're going to guess this, and it's kind of not a fair question.
Yeah, let us know.
All right, I'll tell you. It's McDonald's and American Express.
Huh?
Can you? I mean, that just seemed to me unlikely.
Yeah.
Starting in December, when you go to Mickey D's to get your daily nitrate or whatever it is that you're going to get,
right.
You can, if you use your American Express card, pause, there will be something at the cash register that says you can use points instead of money. It will tell you how many points, and then you hit a little green button. And it will, instead of charging you money, it will take points out of your account. And it will give a dollar to the Ronald McDonald House, American Express.
Oh, that sounds like a pretty good deal.
There's nothing wrong with it. It's just an unlikely pairing.
Yeah, it is.
It's kind of like if Queen Elizabeth decided to start shopping at Payless. There's nothing wrong with Queen Elizabeth. There's certainly nothing wrong with Payless. But it's kind of an unlikely combination.
Yeah.
So there you go. All right. So one of the things I thought we should put up on Facebook is give me some unlikely pairings, some unlikely combinations.
Yeah.
Just kind of let your mind wander. All right. And the third one, I gave Shane a hard time about this because I found this one. You found it as well, right? You were just going to stockpile it?
Yep. That's right.
All right. It may have said, I mean, he put it up as a, you know, good news of the day story. I put it up as, I'm not believing this. Okay, there's a kid at the University of Michigan who plays basketball whose name is Austin Hatch, all right? And he sunk a free throw, okay? It turns out the kid's 28 years old. He survived two plane crashes. The first one in 2003 killed his mother and two siblings, and 8 years later, a second crash killed his father and stepmother. My question is, I mean, I think it's a great story, but if mother and sister had been killed in a plane crash,
I would have never.
I'm on the bus
the
rest
too.
Of my life.
Yep. Yeah, isn't that amazing? Yeah, and then to go through it a second time. Wow.
And his father was the pilot.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
I mean, this kid was a great basketball player before any of this happened. He'd scored an average of 23 points, 9 rebounds at high school in Fort Wayne, Indiana. The second crash obviously left physical and emotional anguish in a coma for 2 months with a brain injury, fractured ribs, punctured lung. He had to relearn how to eat, breathe, and walk.
Wow.
And that's a gutsy kid.
Yeah.
But it does seem to me, I wonder if he ever flies. I have one weird plane crash story. I don't know why I'm telling you plane crash stories because I'm flying on Friday, but and I am never exactly a happy flyer to begin with. I actually had a friend in high school who was U.S. figure skating champion. And remember the plane crash that killed all the Olympic ice skaters?
Yep.
Okay. He was supposed to be on that plane.
Wow.
And he overslept and he missed the plane.
Oh, man. Wow. Wow.
Yeah. I can actually tell his name, but I don't think I will because I didn't ask to make sure that was okay. But so this is a kind of weird day. So if you've got a weird story to tell me, or not, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, as you know, there are a number of ways of getting in touch. Preferred is always the phone, just because I can get the most information from you, and that's kind of what the program's designed to do, is have us interact verbally with one another. But there are other ways that you can interact with me. You can certainly download the podcast, and the good news about that is you can hear the program. The bad news is I can't hear you hearing the program. So, but we've got Facebook where I can You can interact by typing, so that's not such a bad thing. You can also send emails, and the advantage of emails is that it's a specific question that you come up with rather than responding to one of my questions. So, we, you know, and the point is really to be as helpful and interactive with you as possible. So, you can always call and leave a message, even if we if we're not on the air at the same time that the urge moves you to pick up the phone. So the same phone number regardless, right? 855-99-DR-JOY, 855-993-7569. All right, and we got an email. We've been getting more emails lately. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, I know. It's picked up a bit, which is it's just nice. We'd like you say, we prefer the calls, but
we'll take it
any way we can get it. Yeah. So a listener writes in, "Hi, Dr. Joy. I am a longtime listener, and I think you are literally the wisest person I know."
Granted, thanks, Mom.
Granted, I don't hang out with the world's smartest bunch, but anyway. I have struggled with drugs and alcohol.
Well, I was going to say so much for that compliment.
Yeah, right.
Hey, just push that one away. You're the smartest person I know, but I really only know dumb people. Okay, go ahead. All right, whatever.
All right. So she says, "I have struggled with drugs and alcohol for most of my adult life. A few years ago, I was finally able to get sobered. I enjoyed a few years of sobriety, and they were amazing. Mm-hmm. Earlier this year, I relapsed after being on pain meds after a surgery. Now I just can't seem to get over my relapse. I am sober except for Adderall, which my therapist put me on. I want to get off it, and I want to get my life back. How do I forgive myself for my relapse? The hatred I have for myself, my anger and sadness and hatred for myself are overwhelming. Thank you
so much." Okay, here's the first thing you do. In the same way that you understood that the way that you don't, it's not like there's a switch that you turn on or off from being an addict to being sober. It's steps. And the steps hopefully are more forward than backward, but there are going to be occasional backward steps or sideward steps or however we're going to use the metaphor. So in the same way that you didn't become sober overnight, you may have made the commitment overnight, but then the actual implementation took time and energy and courage and a willingness to accept that there are going to be good days and bad days. Well, so if you could do that to become sober, obviously that seems to me to use the same model of how you became unsober. That so rather than sort of deciding that, gee, I'm a bad person, what you need to do is go back and do two things. First of all, figure out how you became sober. And as I said, I know that it was steps. It was just not one day that you were drinking and the next day was the end. I mean, occasionally people do that, but it's very unlikely. And even then, to a certain extent, I think those people are in some ways almost more susceptible to relapse than not. Because if you feel it was some divine intervention, then you have to wait for another divine intervention. If you know it was just plain hard, sweaty, nasty work, then you can do the hard, sweaty, nasty work again. You just have to gear up for it. So number one, believe it or not, go back and figure out how you did it the first time, because that'll be helpful to remind yourself of how to do it now, but also that it wasn't revelatory, it was just sweaty. And the second is to figure out why, and you know to a certain extent that you were on pain meds for a particular reason, which also means that somebody, that you need to remind people that your physicians, when you get in any particular issue, that medication is really a double-edged sword for you, so that they're aware of it and they don't blithely just sort of do what they would do to anybody else. So rather than beat yourself up, I mean, hopefully you were proud of yourself for making those steps to sobriety. Well, if you can make, if you can sort of understand the increments, then you can understand the increments or maybe even the falling off the wagon of why you did it and why it's so much harder this time. And part of it is maybe that sense that you're looking back over your sobriety and seeing it as a one-stop shopping and it wasn't. So if you can remind yourself of that, then you can hate yourself less. You can just understand yourself more. Understand where the susceptibilities are. Is it when you're feeling sorry for yourself? Yeah, I know the injury, but were you isolated? Were you not working? What were the boundaries, the stanchions in your life that help you when you're tempted that were not there? So be more analytical rather than emotional about it. Use that head that got you out of the mess to begin with, to help you understand how to get out of this mess. And so what you need to do is just step by step, go back, do the research, because believe it or not, it may be that loathing is kind of the crutch that you're using to not do the sweaty work. Because loathing doesn't feel very good, but it's a lot easier than sweaty work. And it may be that unconsciously you've made that decision with yourself of, well, if I just say I'm a horrible person, I can't believe I did this, I was sober once, and now I'm back, you know, in the mess again, then that means you don't have to do the work. You can just spend all that time and energy instead of doing the work of saying, all right, how do I do this? How do I talk with my doctor about not wanting to be on Adderall? How do I resist the temptation? How do I deal with the pain? You know, do I do with a pain clinic? Whatever it is, you can just say, I'm a rotten person. It's like in an argument when someone says, fine, I'm you're the good guy, I'm the bad guy. That's a dismissive term. That's a way of saying, I'm not going to deal with this. I'm not going to deal with you. I'm not going to take any responsibility for it. And believe it or not, Cookie, at this moment, the self-loathing is not taking responsibility. So don't do that. Don't do that to yourself. It's not because it doesn't have any payoff whatsoever. It's not that it has a partial payoff. It has none. Because you're not only stuck where you are, but feeling lousy about stuck where you are. And if you're in a crummy place, you don't want to stay there. So the way to get out of it is say, all right, look, I made a mistake. Here's what I did. Here's what I did that didn't make any sense. Here's what I got to do to make more sense of it and start doing the work. And it's hot and it's sweaty and it's uncomfortable and it's not linear, but it'll get you where you want to go as opposed to what you're doing now, which is not hot, not sweaty, not linear, and keeping you in a really lousy place. So stop doing it. Okay. And the reason you do it again is because it's easier. It's not better. It's just easier. And sometimes we do take the easy way out. And it's and that's why, and somehow by saying, well, I'm a rotten person, then you can say, well, it's not really the easy way out because I'm punishing myself. But you're punishing yourself to no avail whatsoever. It's not that you're learning anything from it. It's not that you're feeling better about it. It's just helping you to not face the hard work and the disappointment of hard work, because what we know about hard work is that it doesn't always pay off, and it seldom pays off immediately. Really, that's why they call it hard. And that's why they call it work, is because it does take some time. Which reminds me of one thing that has absolutely nothing to do with your email per se, except there's an article that came out today that said that those of us who think we have penicillin allergies may not. And it's worth getting tested. Apparently the test for penicillin allergy, you can have it any allergist. It's relatively quick. It's relatively painless. It's relatively inexpensive, and it's quick. Because penicillin is a very valuable drug that's a lot less expensive than some of the synthetics and much more useful. And it turns out you can actually outgrow a penicillin allergy. They did a study with like a couple hundred people who all thought they had penicillin allergy, and something like 94% didn't, which either means that they were misdiagnosed or that they'd outgrown it. And the assumption is that most of them may have actually had the allergy but have been misdiagnosed. So it's a worthwhile thing to get tested on, having nothing to do with drug abuse itself. All right, 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99 Dr. Joy.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 120
26-serving, 3-square meals unit. One case, normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get 2 or 3 cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Here, here, and Dr. Joy Brown, howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hello, how are you?
Sure. My husband and I have been married for 33 years. We have 2 sons, one that's 28, one that's 22.
Okay.
The 28-year-old was diagnosed 10 years ago with borderline personality disorder.
Okay.
He is just wreaking havoc with our family. Not sure where to go with this. He lies all the time and lies about everything and nothing. We recently...
Go ahead.
Now, recently we had a boat engine. He works for the marina. And he was going to have it fixed and, you know, bring it back to us. Has lied now for a couple of months. Can't, you know, I'm working on it. Well, he's not working on it. They won't give it back to him where he used to work because he owes them money. How do we, how do we deal with the lies?
Well, look, even psychopaths basically, with one exception, deal lie for the same reason everybody else does. In this particular case, he may be a psychopath, which is not terribly fair. I mean, that borderline means that he's not, that under ordinary circumstances he's okay, but when he gets stressed, he, you know, then he becomes, his responses become pathological. But I mean, that you can see that the deal is here, that he's lying in this particular instance for the same reason everybody else lies, is to deal with the discrepancy between what is the case and what he wishes was the case, which is, you know, it sounds like he wants to deliver the engine to you. He would, that would make him happy and make him feel like a big deal, and he can't, because he owes the marina money and he can't get it, so he's going to lie about it. Now, you might say, well, look, at 28, it may be time to face the music and say, gee, Mom and Dad, I can't, you know, I can't bring in the engine, because as much as I'd like to work on it, as much as I'd like to give it to you, I can't get it because I owe money, because that's a double whammy. It's not only that he can't do what he wants to do, but he also owes people money, and you're going to say, well, why do you owe him money? And so, does he live at home with you?
He was out of the house for a while, but he came back to live with us around December.
Okay, that's a problem. It's a problem,
yes,
for you,
it is.
It's a problem for him. You're much better off, and I know, you know, when you're dealing with, and this is one of the exceptions, and it really does fall in a gray area, because if it was schizophrenic, we'd say, look, you can't send him out on his own. He can't function on his own, so you're going to have to keep him at home. If he was 28 and just sort of immature, you'd say, get him an apartment, first and last month's rent, and toss him, because you're teaching him to be a bum. Unfortunately, your son falls right between those two. So the deal I would make with him is, you can stay at the house, and I will pay your, you know, we will put a roof over your head for the next 6 months, with the single condition that you're in therapy. And has he been on medication or not medication?
He was a few years ago, but nothing they put him on seemed to help. He's not been in therapy for a while, and we've offered to pay his co-pays.
No. That's not how we're going to do it, because he's not going to do it. He's not going to do it. The only people who want to go to therapy are people who really don't need therapy, right? Or they want to go to therapy to prove you're the one who's wrong. If you say to him, we'll pay for your therapy, he's not going to do it. What you're going to say is, you can stay here on the single condition that you're in therapy. If you decide that you don't need therapy, then we're going to decide that you're capable of maintaining your own self. So we'll give you first and last month's, we will pay first and last month's rent at a room for you, and you're on your own. You cannot live here anymore. So, because the carrot will not work. I mean, it doesn't work under general circumstances. Well, but then you have to keep him out. You can't let him back in.
Right.
And so this moment, kiddo, that doesn't become his issue, it becomes your issue. The problem about what you're doing, and I know you love him, is nothing is getting any better. Nothing is changing. And so he's stuck and you're stuck. And, I mean, hopefully you're in really good health and you're going to live for another 100 years. But nothing's going to change in that 100 years unless something changes. And so letting him stay at home, letting him lie to you. And look, if he's not living there, you're not going to ask as many questions, which means he's not going to give you as many lies. And that makes the situation better. I know it sounds simplistic, but right now, you're caught and he's caught. And we don't know at this moment what his pathology is, whether it's a psychopathology or he's just being a brat, because he's saying, you can't tell me what to do, I'm 28 years old, or I'm hearing voices. We can't tell. You can't tell, I can't tell, no one can tell. And it may be possible that he can't tell.
I asked him about the voices before, and he said, well, you know, once in a while. And I said, well, you know, what do they say to you? And he said, well, just, you know, that I'm a bad...
Yeah. Honey, he has to be... hear me, if you don't hear anything else I ever say. And you know I'm a perfectly nice person, all right? But I also am a perfectly nice psychologist. And what I'm telling you is, if you make it easy for him to stay there, he will not be in therapy, he will not have a job, he will bounce around, he will lie, because it's not only that you're going to get fed up with him, he's fed up with himself. And a 28-year-old man who's still living at home and not having a job, self-esteem
evaporates.
Oh, he has
a job. He has a job. He has a very good job. I mean,
what's the job?
He has no...
This is great.
He works at a marina. Right.
Well, but he owes everybody the marina money. How good can the job be?
Well,
you can't get the engine.
Job.
Pardon?
Right. No, I said his last job is where the engine is, but...
Marie, hear me. It's great that money is not an issue, which means that you don't have to necessarily give him first and last month's rent. But first, if he's got a job, do help him find a place this weekend, first and last month's rent. Tell him that you'll, I mean, and at that moment, I mean, you have two choices. And I would really encourage you to do the second one, because the first one, you're just going to get yourself back in the soup, and I can hear it. Which is to say to him, as long as you're in therapy, you can live here rent-free. It's not going to work, because he'll be in therapy for one visit, and then you're going to have to toss him out. If you're going to have to toss him out, he's got a job, toss him out now, and do your thing that says, you know, first and last month's rent, you can come here for Sunday brunch, you can do your laundry here, you cannot live here. If you're, you know, we'll subsidize your therapy. And understand, the only time you can ever come back here is you have to be in therapy full time. You're much better off doing it that way than having him start now. Because he'll go to therapy once, and then you're going to be right back where you are today, which is going to hurt his stomach and your stomach. And he's going to get sneaky. He'll lie to you about it. He'll say he's going to therapy and he's not. So, it's fantastic that he's got a job, because the whole point about the first and last month is that it gives him time to get a job. He's got a job. Yay! Help him find an apartment. Don't give him the money. Pay first and last months. Say to him that you will, you know, all he has to do is have the therapist's office send the bills to you. Don't reimburse him, because he'll use, you know, you don't know what's going on then. And as long as he does that, you'll reimburse him. And you can bribe him if you want. You can say, not only will we subsidize your therapy, but we'll give you $100 a month, or, you know, for spending money or whatever. And then don't ask him. There's nothing to ask him at that moment. He has a job. He has an apartment. And you can say, how you doing? Or, you know, but let him try to become a grown-up while you're still around to be a safety net. You bring him back to that house, which he's already at, he'll lose his job. And we have to feel some sympathy for him. But your sympathy is getting him nowhere.
Where I know where we are enabling, I think, at this point.
Well, yeah, and you love him. And the problem is, it's not doing you any good. It's not doing your marriage any good. And most tragically, it's not doing him any good.
That's not.
And so you're going to have to put on your big girl nasty pants. And they're only big girl nasty pants for the short term. For the long run, they're great parenting pants, which is to say, we'll help you find an apartment first and last month. If you start going to therapy, you can send the bills here, and we'll pay the therapist, and we'll give you tell us what you want as a bribe. We'll give you, you know, we'll help you buy a new car, or we'll, and don't give them all whatever the bribe is up front. You know, as once you've been in therapy for 3 months, we'll give you $500, and once you've been in therapy for 6 months, we'll give you $1,000. I mean, whatever, and you can work out the bribe with him. And I don't have any objection about bribing him, but you can't leave it like it is, because it's not going to change. And it's the older he is, the worse it's going to be for all of you.
Could you? I mean, just for a second, the lack. He has no empathy. Where does that come from?
Narcissists don't have any empathy either. I think it's something that sometimes we learn and sometimes we don't. And it is viewed as a pathology to have no impulse control, no empathy. Somebody may have missed the diagnosis. Although, if he's hearing voices, that's schizoid. If he has no empathy, quite often schizoid personalities are very empathic. They're very good at figuring out exactly what to say and what to do. So,
he is.
Well, so he may not be that he's not empathic. He just doesn't care about the consequences. That's not empathic. Sociopaths quite often know exactly the thing to say. They just don't care about the they don't care about the consequences, or they don't think about the consequences.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera. juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And, man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackie Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. There's now, we're now getting the backlash to the backlash about technology. You know, the first was, oh, technology will set us free. This is so great. And then this, technology is evil. it's ruining us or whatever. And now we've got, the technology may not be so bad. Video games may make you smart.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah.
There you go. There you go. Well, I think anything that challenges you to think about things in a different way is going to light up different parts of your brain. So that's not necessarily bad.
So maybe
go ahead.
I was going to say, so maybe not the shoot 'em up blood and gore video games so much, but maybe the puzzle games and that sort of thing. I mean, it makes sense to me that that would.
Well, unfortunately, you're right, but that isn't what this is saying. This is saying action gamers excel at many tasks. So they're saying
there you go.
Blood and guts. They said they're better learners.
Well,
they become better learners by playing the fast-paced action games. You know, I see people on the train because, you know, on public transportation, there's this little voice that comes out and says, keep your eyes on your electronic. Do not display electronic, you know, toys. It doesn't say toys. Do
right,
not display
devices.
Devices, exactly the word. Do not display electronic devices. And, of course, everybody has got their phone
right,
out, right?
Exactly.
Or their pad out or whatever.
Of course, yeah.
And, you know, I see people that you have the sense that they were not necessarily the world's best students. And they're playing things like Scrabble. Now, some of them are playing these really irritating games that beep and whatever. But you've also got very small kids doing that. So, I mean, I think certainly hand-eye coordination is going to improve. We're going to have a whole generation of people that have huge thumbs and no other digits. But, I mean, what are you going to do about that? But may not make social contact their important criteria. But, I mean, there is something, I mean, you know, that anything that you're doing that's different is going to light up different parts of your brain. So,
sure.
But so today we've got, you know, the armed services has been using video games for years as you
correct.
Know sort of
yep.
you know how you land a scud muscle on somebody's nose. So we thought we'd ask what the story was is what are we saying, is technology making you smarter? Is that what we asked?
The question we asked was, what technological or scientific advance excites you the most?
Oh, okay.
Is the way we put it. So,
all right. Fair enough.
Kind of on the heels of the...
Well, you also said, do you think technology is making us less social?
I did.
Or not?
Yep,
but then
yep.
you changed it?
No.
Well, we've
no,
got
were,
two. You've got two different
two
questions.
Two separate ones, yeah.
Wow. Yep. See? Technology.
Yeah.
If I just Googled technology, you would have come up twice. All right. Wait, let's start... Well, I don't know. What do you choose? You want to do the exciting? You like the exciting.
Let's do the exciting one.
Let's do exciting for it. Let's do it. When in doubt, let's be excited.
I had the probe today and going on and all that stuff, so I thought that was kind of cool. So, our first person in on that one says, her name is Carrie. She says, the cell phone, because it has saved lives.
I think that's true. Yeah. It's probably caused a couple of traffic accidents, but we won't look into that a whole lot.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you know, right, and I think that certainly was the criteria for my getting my first cell phone and for getting my mom one is for emergencies.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. If you're stuck out on the highway now, you can usually get a hold of somebody.
And most movies now, the plot twists are dependent on technology, so
yeah.
we wouldn't have movies. You know?
Yeah.
Okay, good point,
Andy says the internet, because most of my daily life and entertainment relies on it.
Andy, we got to get you out more.
Pretty true, though. I think there's a lot of people that that fit into that category.
Well, which is gets us to question number two, which is, do we think technology is making us less social? Andy, we're going to have you respond to that one as well. But all right, let's go back.
Let's see. Marika says Rosetta. Exactly what we were talking about.
Yeah, I agree. Rosetta. I just think it's extraordinary that for that level of technology to be able to be so accurate.
Yeah, isn't that neat? Yeah, and she actually puts up a link here that kind of shows the science behind that thing, too. So if listeners
want to... Which is amazing. And like you and I said, I think there was something about the space program, regardless of how expensive it was or wasn't, that excited people's imagination, and I think that's worth something.
I agree, yeah. Kind of move people forward, thinking
maybe,
about the future.
Maybe instead we'll get rid of football and have...
astronauts?
Astronauts, exactly. We'll send the football players into space.
Yeah, right. The last one in here, Sushma says, that scientist.
Sushma, that's the name?
I believe that's how you pronounce it, S-U-S-H-M-A. Sushma?
I guess
that's how you'd say it, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, neat name. They say, that scientists have found the God particle. But, you know what? I heard a story. In fact, I have it in front of me here. It says, this is from Huffington Post. Scientists raised doubts about Higgs boson discovery, say it could be another particle. So maybe not with the
stay
God
tuned.
Particle. Yeah,
stay
yeah.
tuned. Well, but I mean, look, I think her point is, or maybe let me surmise what her point might be. Is the more we know, the closer. I mean, for example, wormholes. And the Rosetta, understanding how comets are formed, how life is formed, what happens. I mean, we're getting closer and closer to understanding origins. Now, how far we get, I mean, this kind of reminds me, when I was in medical school, which was, I guess, what, 20 years ago, I obviously, because of I'm a psychologist, I was interested in the brain, okay? I mean, you know, look, if you're a psychologist, you're not going to study a whole lot about podiatry. You're just not.
Right.
And so it's what I focused on. I did neuropath as well, so I looked at electron microscope pictures of the brain and all sorts of stuff. And I remember at the time someone saying, you know, we're really right there on the threshold. That was the word they used, threshold, great word, of understanding how the brain works. And we weren't then, and we're not now. We get closer and closer and more, but if you're a mathematician, you know the concept of delta x, which is you're half the distance every time, but half the distance means you never quite get there. You get closer and closer and closer, but by definition, you can't get there. And there's always, you know, the people who think that brains are like computers don't understand either brains or computers. They're not. But we get closer and closer. There was, in fact, one of the stories that Shane found today was talking about controlling genes with your thoughts. Which actually is not accurate. If you read the article, it says that a new system regulates gene expression, which is very different than your genes.
Okay.
It's how it shows up. And the idea being that essentially that our emotions can affect, for example, our immune system. It can affect it can affect all sorts of things that we previously thought were not basically under anybody's control, that they were autonomic. And it turns out that And we've known a lot. I mean, this talks about genes, but we've known that there's a biofeedback loop for 50 years, maybe more than that.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're understanding more and more of the connections. But saying that controlling your genes with your thoughts is not accurate. That's not, and even the article says that. There's a difference between controlling your genes and controlling the gene expression. I mean, the manifestation of what that gene does. The experiment itself is actually pretty interesting, of sort of converting electrochemical bio information, which was previously biofeedback, into light energy and then feeding that into a system. And it's actually pretty interesting science, but it's not accurately describing what it really is. But we're getting closer and closer. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
You miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.